This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Balance of Nature.
We don't have any theme music. We're not streaming on the internet tonight. I don't know what's going on, but we're glad to have you with us. It's Radio Night Live. Just imagine the late night music in the background. Mike Lindell, Lisa De Pasquale, and Britt McHenry all going to be with us tonight before we're done. Welcome aboard. It is hard for me to reinvent the power of the music underneath myself without having the music there, but I'm doing the best I can. It's Gavin McCullough. How are you? It's been a busy, kind of crazy day today. Did you notice that? That Governor of Virginia just has not been able to help himself under any circumstances. He actually went and said last night, and just to wind the clock back a little bit, he comes out and basically says that this sounds weird, I know, post-birth abortions should be allowed in his state. Meaning that the child didn't die while in the womb of the mother, that it survived the birth process. And so he thinks that that should be something that they take up. And then when he got all kinds of pushback on that, suddenly people started going through old yearbooks and things, and they found a not-so-flattering shot of him either wearing blackface or wearing the Ku Klux Klan garb. Candidly, don't know which is worse. I think it's kind of an even split. You're just in trouble either way you go there. So then after that gets posted around the internet, because you know something like that's just going to stay secret, right? It's just no one in this day and age is going to be like, hey, did you see what the governor did? So long story short, they had this weird moment last night where he actually came out. There we go. Governor Northam. And he's either the guy in the blackface or the guy in the sheets in the shot next to him if you're watching on television. If you're not watching on television, we understand that as well because, it's just hard to imagine that they could do what they did. But all that to say, they went about this in a very kind of ham-fisted kind of way because he comes out last night and gives an apology. Now, do we have the video of the apology? I'm going to give up on having anything tonight if it kills me. Did the control room, tell me yes or no. Do we have the video? So he says last night he does like a minute's worth of an announcement, and if we have that, I'd love to be given some sort of confirmation one way or the other if it's going to play. Okay, here we go.
Thank you all for being here.
No, that's this afternoon. That's the wrong one. There's one from last night. It's shorter than that one when he says this afternoon, because that was the new chapter. There was a new chapter of crazy today from the crazy governor that's doing the crazy stuff. So anyway, he comes out last night and he basically says, I'm sorry for appearing in that very insensitive and offensive wardrobe. Meaning the blackface or the Klan garb. And again, I don't know which is worse. I think they're both equally patently offensive and very, very, very insensitive to anybody that is obviously not him. So there's this kind of overwhelming thing. Do we have it now? So, okay, we're going to go. Okay, so this is the apology last night. Take a look at this.
An offensive attitude it represents does not reflect that person I am today or the way that I have conducted myself as a soldier, a doctor, and a public servant. I am deeply sorry. I cannot change the decisions I made, nor can I undo the harm my behavior caused then and today. But I accept responsibility for my past actions, and I am ready to do the hard work of regaining your trust. A dad's advice statement.
All right, so that was from last night from the governor's. So he's taking responsibility for his actions. He's sorry for the offense that he caused, et cetera, et cetera. Then today he comes out and says more or less something completely different. Take a look at this. This was from earlier today.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you all for being here. I'm pleased to be joined by my wife, Pam. Pam, thank you for being here as well. There has been much public discussion about racist and offensive materials that appear on my page of the 1984 Eastern Virginia Medical School yearbook. And I believe it is important for Virginians to hear directly from me. And for me to answer as many questions as are necessary about these circumstances. With that in mind, I would like to read a statement about these events, and
okay.
Then I will be glad to take your questions.
Now, let's read the statement here.
Yesterday, I took responsibility for content that appeared on my page in the Eastern Virginia Medical School yearbook that was clearly racist and offensive.
You think?
I am not and will not excuse the content of the photo. It was offensive, racist, and despicable. When my staff showed me the photo in question yesterday, I was seeing it for the first time. I did not purchase the EVMS yearbook, and I was unaware of what was on my page. When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Okay, so stop. So he's I'm getting some feedback from the video room's set in my earphones there. It's a creepy technical night tonight. So he's basically apologizing, and now he's not apologizing because he doesn't believe himself to be either of the two guys. But if we had the full picture of his page, it's his page. Like, and you don't know, like, you're apologizing last night. You're saying, I'm sorry that I did this. Obviously, something ticked in your brain that you had done it, that there was some form of familiarity with what had been done, and now today you're suddenly remembering that you weren't either one of those guys. Or let me ask a pondering question. Do you think that maybe some of his political consultants said, hey, Gov, if we don't have any other proof of this, we could say it wasn't you? And then we could just, you know, like, you could go out there and say, no, it wasn't me. And then the people will just have to believe that it wasn't you. Now, the reason that that's kind of interesting is because this man ran for governor in the state of Virginia. And in doing so, so the Democrats, I believe, in Virginia, and I'll ask my Virginian guests, because I have two of them tonight that have a little more experience with this, but I believe that when they run for the Democrats, that the number two vote-getter automatically becomes the lieutenant governor candidate. And he was a black man when Governor Northam was running for governor. And the colloquial word on the ground is that he wouldn't shake the black man's hand when they would debate. Further, when they had solidified the ticket and the two of them were running against the Republicans for the actual seat in Virginia for the governor's seat, that not only would he not shake his hand when they had debated, that he then expunged him from some of the brochures going into some of the counties in Virginia. In addition, there's another video that is out there that says that the governor says he actually did appear in blackface in 1984 to do an imitation of Michael Jackson. Governor Northam, I don't believe you. I believe that your actions as recently as the election that elected you governor, the position that you now hold, demonstrated that you have a certain degree of racist intent in your heart. That's just what it looks like on the outside. I'm not saying that it is, but that's what it looks like. And at the end of the day, what we need you to do is to tell us the truth about all of this. But you know what? This stuff doesn't even this is offensive, but it's not the grave offense that killing born children is. And that was what he actually got into earlier this week that is by far the most problematic. If we have that video, he was on a radio show there in Virginia.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion.
Yeah, you know what? You know who doesn't believe it was born out of proportion? Babies that are then killed after the comfort has been given. Question for you, Governor Northrum, and this is very important because there are legislatures in Rhode Island, and there's a legislature in New York that have already passed this legislation. The same legislation that Virginia is considering tonight, Rhode Island is also considering, and New York has already passed it, and that is to allow post-birth abortions to be committed. We call that first-degree murder, actually, in this state. But if it's not murder, why does the baby have to be comforted before you ice it? We'll come back and discuss that.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys. Boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's Radio Night Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on this very auspicious Saturday evening. It is a real, I think, dark time in our country. In fact, I really believe that what we are seeing take place in all these states that are doing these different things by way of legislation and what we were just talking about with Dr. Or Governor Northam is really problematic on so many levels. But I think that there's some of it that has been caused by this fear that, that President Trump has remade the courts, and so therefore there's this going to be this pushback, and people are going to be afraid that they're not going to get abortion at all. Some of us don't think that that would be all that bad of an idea if it wasn't legal at all. And someone who has been kind of bold in that stance joins me now, and I'm not even sure where he's joining me from. He's always on a plane going somewhere. But Mike Lindell, it is a joy to have you back at Saturday Night Radio Night Live. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. And actually, I am in my house in Minnesota. This is a very rare, let me tell you.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
I'm leaving tomorrow for 28 days and seven states, six speeches, and
wow.
I'm actually packing. I don't even know what to bring. I think I just might bring everything.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you'll probably be all over the place. And who knows with this polar vortex stuff that was coming. Well, how cold did it get where you were?
Oh, it was, we had records. The one day I got back here, it was 30-some below without wind chill on my truck. So and they had all the schools closed for, I think, 2-3 days here at least. And,
yeah. Ever thought about moving my pillow to Florida in days like that?
No, it would be, I got too many friends and family here.
That's true. That's true.
Otherwise, I would.
Well, no one would blame you. Hey, let's talk real quickly, because I want to get to your own story as well. We haven't had a chance to congratulate you on a very big milestone, but I want to get to that in a second. This week, a lot of stories hit the front pages talking about how you had underwritten an upcoming pro-life movie. Now, Mike, I don't think it's any mistake that we're seeing in light of this presidency and this court and kind of the direction that he's moving the courts, that we've seen the New York State Legislature pass the most abhorrent post-birth abortion-friendly bill that's ever been passed there. Same thing now being introduced in Rhode Island, same thing being introduced in Virginia, and of course you heard the Virginia governor's comments where he said that basically it's okay if the baby is given comfort, and then the mother and the doctors decide what should happen to him. But Mike, this is dark, sinister infanticide. This goes way beyond any abortion debate that we've had in the country in the past. I'm just curious your reaction to it.
Well, for me, it's I look back last summer when they asked me about this movie. They actually said, "Mike, we prayed about it, and God showed us you're going to be in the movie." And I said, "Well, I haven't prayed about that today." But then I did. I was actually on my way to Israel, and my gal and I, Kendra, we prayed about it, and he said, "Yeah, I want you in this movie." And then I even went and I backed the movie financially. And what timing! It was like, I can't even believe the timing on all this evil that's emerged. And then the movie's going to be coming out on March 29th, and it's really put me on a lot of in the crosshairs of a lot of evil.
Sure. Well, what do you make of watching your country begin to literally legalize, or at least attempt to legalize, because the vote did fail in Virginia in the subcommittee, but it only failed by one vote. What does it make you feel about your country and where we're at right now?
I just think more than ever, Kevin, is when God chose Donald Trump to be president of the United States, that was a turning point. And if we, it's this is all coming now, but where would we be? We would have never, it would have been over. I think that God's given us grace. You can only, you'd say that, you know, you see all this stuff. It's horrific what's going on right now, but, you know, this just confirms to me the grace that God gave this country with that election of Donald Trump and all these things, all the good things that he's done. And now what, but they don't have any other way to, I really think even this is political. I mean, I really do. I believe it's all political from the border to this, these abortion laws. I mean, it's just terrible.
Yeah. Let's talk real quickly about a big milestone in your life, because it was just a couple of weeks ago that I actually texted you, and I had the wrong day, but I was off by one. But you passed a 10-day milestone. Tell us what that was.
10 years. On January 16, 2009 is the day I quit crack cocaine and alcohol, and my addictions I put them overnight, so it was a 10-year anniversary of that. And if I look back now, the day I quit, you know, I knew that this, it was like, was at your bottom. Well, it was more for me like an old-fashioned TV where the light was going out, where you turn off the TV, it goes down this little dot, where my calling was going to be gone. This platform that God had chosen me for, where everybody's got a calling, and I just believe it would have been closed forever. And then to see 10 years later to where, the whole country was on board with this, you know, my 10 year anniversary, and I was able to announce like my recovery network that's coming out and all these different things that, that God's put me in, that's, you know, basically, here you go, Mike. I trust you to do this right, and I pray for discernment and wisdom every day for this to make sure I keep going down the right path.
Which has got to be hard, especially as success comes. But let me just ask you real quickly, tell people that have not heard about it what the Lindell Recovery Network is.
Well, what it is, when it comes out, we're going to have all these stories of hope, which I've been gathering now for about a year. So you're going to put in, imagine a website you go to, and I'm here like your tour guide. I tell you my story, right? You know, I was a crack addict to where I'm at now. Now, the addicts at home, let's say he's a 22-year-old opiate addict. He might not relate to a 50-year-old meth addict, okay? The closer you get to a match in addiction, where you say, wow, that person's my age, and it's my same. Every drug has its own characteristics.
Sure.
That person now is talking about being on heroin, let's say, and this 22-year-old heroin addict, he's going, wow, that guy made it through, or that girl made it through, and that's the hope. So you give them all these stories of hope. Now I got the help, and the help is I have vetted thousands. I have vetted the treatment centers in this country. They're all faith-based, which means Jesus Christ. And these centers, Teen Challenge, Union Gospel, Salvation Army, St. Matthew's Hospital, I mean, they just go on and on. I've been, for the last year, that's what I've been doing. So now I'm going to tell the addict, the best help is right here, and you guys go in, and you get out, I'm going to be waiting there for you. And what do I mean by that, Kevin? When they get out, I'm going to have paid mentors from all over the country. Full-time jobs are mentoring them when they come out of these faith-based or these treatment centers.
Wow.
And it's a complete, and they're going to have jobs. I mean, I really believe when God gave me this idea and, you know, this platform, it couldn't be done. It would take years to do without the platform that God's given me, the fame of the
Mike. Mike, hold that thought and come right back with us after the break, because I got a couple more questions about that. And friends, if you're listening, maybe you've got questions as well. We'll open up the phone lines. You can chat with Mr. MyPillow, Mike.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says the apology he made on Friday was premature. In his med school yearbook, a photo of two people wearing racist clothing was said to be him. He now claims he was not either of the people pictured, a person in blackface and a person wearing a Ku Klux Klan uniform. Northam now says he did once dress up like Michael Jackson for a dance contest back in 1984.
I had the shoes, I had a glove,
and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off.
Leaders of both parties have repeatedly urged him to resign, saying that he now has lost the public's trust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, Calvin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. We've got a very interesting lineup in the second hour tonight in the Ladies Lounge. Lisa De Pasquale is going to be with us. She's a four-time author. She writes for various publications all around the globe. And we're also going to talk with Britt McHenry before we're done and get a preview of tomorrow night's big football game, Patriots versus the Rams. Who do you like? Who does America like? Well, the statistics say that America is overwhelmingly supporting the Rams, I think. I think sometimes we just get a little envious of success. Tom Brady will be starting his ninth Super Bowl start, which is kind of crazy. Hey, by the way, this and every week is brought to you, Radio Night Live, by the wonderful products, people, and service and experience of MyPillow.com. If you have not tried the MyPillow bed topper, we have this incredible. And that's the only way I can describe it. My wife tried it. We were pregnant with our third. It changed. It revolutionized that pregnancy. In fact, it made her wish we had had it for the first two kids that came before our daughter. But it is an incredible 4 inches of comfort, luxurious science, actually. It helps keep your body at the right temperature so that you can get into that delta sleep. It is washable. It is made of the same great material that you find in the MyPillow. pillows, and it does not lose shape. It supports you through the night, and you wake up more refreshed. You fall asleep faster. You stay asleep deeper and longer, and it's just an incredible thing. And right now, MyPillow has a wonderful offer that you cannot beat. 35% off, and you're going to get two free MyPillows when you call tonight. So here's the phone number, 800-506-2641. Promo code is KMC. That's 800-506-2641. You can get an entire sleep system, basically. The MyPillow bed topper and two free pillows are going to be thrown in on that. That's the standard MyPillows that are going to be included on that, and you're going to get 30% off when you call. So call tonight, 800-506-2641, and start a whole new sleep life for yourself. I mean, it's cheaper than buying a brand new bed, and you're going to get 30% off. And I mean, it's significantly cheaper than buying a brand new bed, and it turns almost any bed you have into a brand new sleep experience. 800-506-2641, promo code KMC when you call, 800-506-2641. Now, MyPillow's originator is with us, and Mike, you've done so much in the time that we've known each other, but the launch of the Lindell Recovery Network, I think, may be one of the most significant things that you've done, and I'm just curious, a word as to why you felt compelled to pour this last year of energy and money and everything else into the development of it. What drives you about this?
Well, Kevin, you know, I was being a crack addict, and so many of my friends, even back when I was on it, I would talk to them, they'd quit, and I'd stay on, and it's very dear to my heart. If you're someone out there with addiction, most addicts, it just goes back to wounds when you're usually from childhood. It can be trauma. A lot of our veterans get traumatized later on, but it's wounds we have, and addiction's a mask for those wounds. Mm-hmm. And mine goes back to, you know, my parents divorced when I was 7, and I can go all the way back to that. Kevin, I was very shy. I was a big show up, but I never would talk to people, especially strangers. And one of the things about addicts is they're hard. Addiction is hard work. If there's any addict listening right now, addiction, they know it is such hard work. People say to me all the time, Mike, how much? Oh, you're always so busy. Do you get any sleep? Is it hard? You know, I mean, you work all the time. I go, no, addiction's hard work. And you get set free of that. It's just that my heart's always been to help people. Well, what a way to take my platform and to be able to. Kevin, I had a guy, and one of the things too, in 2009, when I quit, the month before that, a friend of mine came to me. I was all by myself in a lonely house out in a rural area. And he came to me. I hadn't seen him in 3 years. And then he had been my equal. We had both done cocaine at the same time, started in 1984. We had both turned to crack around the early 2000s. But he had been set free for 3 years. And I knew that. And he came to me. I hadn't seen him a year. And he came walking in. I go, Dick, what are you doing here? And he goes, well, the Lord led me here. He goes, what's going on? And I said, well, as long as you're here, I got a few questions for you. Hmm. And I asked him, and I said, is it boring, Dick? And he said, no, man, it ain't boring. And I'll tell you, I talked to him for an hour, Kevin, and that's the whole premise of my recovery network is getting someone. I would only trust him. He was my equal. I'm not going to trust, you know, you get other people out there, you might not be able to relate to someone right. That's, you know.
But he knew your temptations. Older. He knew the things that you were facing
everything,
uniquely.
Everything.
Yeah.
Right. So right away, he had my full trust. And so he had the answers. But I trusted him. I'm going, wow, he got through it.
Yeah.
And that's it. And so for me, it's, my heart is to help people. It always has been. And to give my.
So more details on that on the other side of this break. Friends, maybe you know someone.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
62641. All right, if you're watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of the spire of the World Trade Center, which sadly was doused in pink the night that the New York State Assembly, just a week ago, stood and applauded that they were going to be able to begin performing post-birth abortions. Kind of creepy, actually, but because you know they were celebrating woman power and all that stuff, so they turned the spire of the World Trade Center pink as a tribute to that. We're on the opposite end of that spectrum of conversation right now with my guest Mike Lindell, who's joining us tonight before he launches on a very long world tour, 6 speeches, 28 days. He won't know which state he's in most days, but he'll have an idea of why he's there, and he's been describing that to us. And Mike, I know because You know, normally I'm on an afternoon drive, Monday through Friday, but on Saturday nights, it's a later night show. We have a lot of fun. There's a lot of people listening, by the way, that struggle with some of the things that you've been describing, and radio is kind of their friend, and they sometimes reach out to me. They sometimes tell me about it. So from the very beginning that you told me that this recovery network was coming, I was very excited about it. But what, how soon can people begin to access, the network, and what is the outlook for it?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we're probably about a month out. If you're an addict out there right now, I can tell you right now, there is no better place to go get help than the Salvation Army. That's, by the way, they've been doing treatment the longest anyone in the world.
Mm-hmm.
1886. Best Treatment Center, they're right there with Teen Challenge. Those two, Union Gospel, any of the faith-based treatment centers. Because, and I'll tell you what, Kevin, there's no Rule 25 required. You don't have to have insurance. They're donor-based, and a lot of them are 50% occupancy. And I'm telling you, you go in there, like Salvation Army, you go in there, and it's like being an apprentice. They also, they hire when you get through it, like half from within, and the employers grab these guys coming out of there as fast as they can because they know they're amazing people, and the success rates are over 80%. It's just incredible. So a lot of times addicts don't know where to go, or they go to let's go to some secular treatment center where you have $50,000 or whatever insurance money, and you go there for 30 days, you get out, and you're going, what do you mean, I'm okay? It sets up for relapse and stuff, and where you're not addressing the inner the things why you're addicted to in the first place. And addicts that are out there, they know how much work it is to be an addict. And I'm telling you, this is the answer for you. There's no sense waiting. I know, Kevin, you know, the Recovery Network, my Lindell Recovery Network will be an amazing place to send other addicts to go check it out. If you have a loved one or ever, I actually kind of tested this on a small scale in Minnesota where I live in Naya. And it was amazing. The people that were telling other people to tell, hey, go there and check this out.
Mm.
Mike Lindell said this is the best place to go. An addict can't, you know, any addict that's out there, I know what I'm talking about. I was a cocaine addict for 20 years and then a crack addict for 10 years. So, and I'll tell you my own place, Kevin, I send in employees of mine all the time or people that I see here in Minnesota. We send them in to get them help. So I know which ones work and I know what they need. And it's just amazing seeing them come out of there. And by the way, I want to mention this too. The president, you know, Kevin, I was at the White House, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago when the president signed an 800-page opiate bill.
Yes.
That was the most amazing, So what's in there is absolutely amazing. I don't want to get into it all, but I'll tell you what. Our president has a heart to get this opiate addiction, to get everybody, people are dying. And it's, I'll tell you what. If you don't want to build a wall for anything else, build it to stop the drugs and stop killing our people.
Well, when you started hearing that 90% of the heroin that is being used in this country is coming through the southern border, and when they've made those two stops in the last 2 weeks, Mike, of the fentanyl shipments,
wasn't that something?
I mean,
that was
you had enough this last time to kill 57 million Americans in one van. 57 million Americans. Just kiss off the entire New York tri-state, all of Los Angeles, and all of Chicago. Overnight. That's how much they had stacked away in that. And, of course, they had stopped the one the week before when it had something like three times that. So you're talking about an enormous amount of danger that's coming through there.
Absolutely. And if I ever, when I get my platform out there to speak, I don't get out there enough, actually, even though I'm on the radio and TV a lot, is you stop the flow of drugs. Not completely. You can't ever stop. Everybody knows that. You know, I think people are saying, oh, they'll go under, or they'll go over, or they'll go bring it in a different way. But you significantly slow that, and then you get people help on the level. You work on it from both ends, like the president's doing, with this opiate bill and this recovery network, this Lindell Recovery Network that I'm doing to combine that. I was at Ben Carson, his Envision Centers, all these different right. things that are going on that people don't realize that in this administration, you need to do both ends and get this, it's not like, before where, drugs were such a shameful thing but people weren't dying. And people, it just shows you how hurt people are and stuff when they're out there, when they're chanting. It's like playing Russian roulette every time you do a drug nowadays. It's just sad.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be people of the mainstream that care about their fellow citizens that are going to end up helping us get past that. And, Mike, you're a shining example in that regard. I know you give all the credit and glory to God for it, but you have been, because I've known you now, I guess, probably most of that 10 years, probably at least seven of them. And yep. I know for a fact the growth that you've had in your life and how much been convicted to do something about this. And people ask me all the time, they'll say, "Hey, Kev, is that Mike Lindell guy? Is he really like that in real life?" I'm like, "No, he's much worse. He's much worse than what you see on TV. He really loves people a lot more than what he looks like."
Oh, it's funny. I really do. I care so much for the. I know where I was, and my story. That's what I got, Kevin. That's my asset. That story of hope for people. And I'll tell you what. Even though mine's so magnified from being a crack addict, and one day, and some years later, sitting with the president at the White House, and going, "Who's sitting here?" And they say, "The president is. He wanted to sit by you." I'm going, what?
This would all make the premise of a really great book, which I also understand is coming around the corner, too. Hey, Mike Lindell, we've really enjoyed having you back on the show tonight, and thank you so much for all that you're doing for America and for the people that are forgotten in large measure by the rest of the country every single day. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin, and I'm praying for them all out there. God bless you, and I'll keep you updated.
All right. Mike Lindell, friends, a great friend of this show. And again, call that number, 800-506-26.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. If you're joining us on Biz TV Coast to Coast, thank you so much. And if you're in Boston tonight, I'm sorry. I just will not be cheering for your Brady man tomorrow. I don't like Tom Brady. But you know, it's okay. We can have our differences, right? We have a huge affiliate in Boston, so I'm not trying to purposefully irk the audience, but it will be them and the Rams. And in the second hour tonight, Britt McHenry's going to stop by, formerly of ESPN. She was their NFL and MLB analyst, and she'll weigh in on some thoughts that she has about what's going to happen in the game tomorrow and a various few other things. She's now at Fox Nation, where she co-hosts a show called UnPC that you can get on your mobile device, and it's a good show. It's very cutting edge and kind of, you know, like what the modern, the day's topic is, etc. We'll also take your phone calls. You want to talk about the abortion mania that is sweeping America? We'll take that. Coming up in the ladies' lounge tonight, it is Lisa DePasquale, who for many years ran the CPAC organization down in Washington. That conference is coming up. Get thoughts on where that movement stands. But you know, we like to highlight the brilliant voices of women in media, and she is certainly one of them. A four-time published author, and has written for everyone from Town Hall to you name it. There's tons of people that have carried her column, and she's such a talent in so many different ways. And we're looking forward to having her on. I should have had her on years ago, actually. This is my bad. She also wrote a best-selling book, The Social Justice Warrior Handbook. If you know any social justice warriors that are little bit, you know, over the edge, she can explain why and then give you some steps on how to handle them when they're in your life and going crazy. Because, you know, and you know what? I haven't heard from a lot of social justice warriors over the governor of Virginia. That's kind of weird. Remember how when Megyn Kelly just said something on the NBC Today show about when she was growing up, she remembered that there were people that sometimes did blackface at Halloween, and she had to be fired. She lost her job because she relayed that had happened when she was a kid. He's still in government, as far as I can tell. That's kind of weird. Anyway, Megan didn't even do it. She had to lose her gig. He's still, and stepped up today and said he's not going anywhere. Said, I wasn't in that yearbook photo. The one on the page that had my name on it. And I was the only one in all the rest of the pictures that were on it. I wasn't in that photo. But I did put blackface on in 1984 to imitate Michael Jackson, and I also left off the African-American co-candidate of mine running for governor in the last governor's race. I wouldn't shake his hand during a debate, and then I purposely didn't print his name on brochures that went into certain areas of Virginia that I wanted to make sure voted for us. Come on, what's that all about? 888-340-3373. If you've got any ideas, thoughts, comments, etc., we will take your calls as well. Coming up next, right after the top of the hour, it is Lisa DePasquale. It is the Ladies Lounge. It is Hour 2. It is Radio Night Live. Live from New York.
Stand the ghost of a chance with you. With you.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To get an additional